You're listening to the MCBA House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington, and Stanzifer Radio Company, South Central Indiana's leading electronic component supplier at 1805 South Walnut Street, and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call PPS Panama Property Service at 369-9696. House to Home is brought to you by the Monroe County Building Association. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with the Monroe County Building Association, and today my co-host, Brian Thompson, is away, so it'll just be me hosting the show with my guest, who is Tom Fuller with TA Fuller Homes, Inc. Welcome.
Good morning.
It's been a while since you've been on.
Yeah, I can't remember when the last time
I know, I was looking back in my notes here, and I had you on probably at least a year, if not more, ago. What's been going on for TA Fuller Homes? You been keeping busy?
Yeah, I've been keeping real busy. Things have picked up this fall. Summer was kind of slow, but things are picking up, and it looks like it's going to be a good 2013, too.
I like that. We like that.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about, you know, how you got started building, Tom. You started your own company how long ago now?
I've been in business 13 years. Come February, it'll be 14. I've worked for a large contractor here in Bloomington and decided it was time for me to go out on my own. I learned all I could from them, so go out and make my own mistakes.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I think that's great that I think our community gives those opportunities, even that you can work for someone because you're still friends with the company that you worked for, a lot of the people there, and still work with them in many ways.
Yeah, I've bought several lots from some of their developments, and it's worked out well for me. So, yeah.
So tell our listeners kind of what you specialize in. What is it that TA Fuller Homes can bring to a custom home?
I design a lot of the homes I build. So if I have a customer that comes in, they don't know what they want, I can sit down and we can piecemeal something together. Or if they have an idea that if they know exactly what they want, I can draw it up for them. So I'm kind of where I can draw it up and then I can get the takeoff done. I can get their pricing done and get it built for them.
I was going to say, that's one of the things that I really like about your, I guess, work ethic is that you really follow it start to finish. I mean, if people come in and say, I kind of know what I want, I kind of want a ranch, but I want to do this, you can really work with them. If they come in, I often say to a lot of builders that they have a napkin. As people come in, they've got their house drawn on a napkin. and then you make it look like a real house.
Yeah. I take their ideas and what they wanted, and then it could be a hodgepodge. They like something out of this house. Mm-hmm. They like the idea out of this house. They'll show me pictures. So I just put it all together for them, and we come up with what they want to live in.
And the other things I think that you do that to me is really great is that you really work very, very closely with all of you. You're on your sites all the time.
Yes, I'm there minimum twice a day. I'm usually there in the morning and in the evening. Sometimes I'm there all day.
So you might as well plan on getting to know Tom really well if he's your builder.
Yeah. You'll know me really well for 6 months. And then you have after the build, you know, if you have problems that need to be taken care of, I'll still be around. You'll know who to contact. I'll connect you with the people you need to contact to get things taken care of. So it's just not build and go away. I'm still around.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, and I think that's really, really great. Can you describe is there a typical house that you build? Or is it just kind of you build ranches, obviously, you build two stories. You also work with commercial.
Yes, on my homes, I have not really built the same thing twice. There's people that's come in, they go, I kind of like this plan that's on your website, but I kind of want to change it. So we'll change it, and it doesn't even look like what my website was. So every home I have built has been completely custom for my clients.
That's awesome. And now, a lot of times, are you finding the land as well, or do they come to you with that? Or is, I know you talked about buying lots in different developments, obviously. You've done some specs in the past. I don't think you've done any really recently because the economy has been the economy.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been great to our builders, but it's been, so we haven't been able to build specs per se.
Yeah, I haven't done a spec in 4 years, but a lot of times the customer will have their client or their land, or I'll know where they can get some land. But lately it's been they've had their lot, they've had it for several years, they're ready to build on it, they know what they want to build.
I was going to say, are you seeing that the trend is that people are now starting to, you know, I know you're at the home show every year and you'll be there again this February.
Yes.
And I know that's always really great for you. You get to actually meet people, and I love that you always have a nice setup. You always have like a table there with some chairs so people can come in and actually talk to you and bring tentative plans. And, you know, you sit right down with them. There's a lot of times I'm like, wow, this is like his office here.
I've had several clients come in and they go, we've been looking for you, and then we'll sit down right there at the home show at my table, and we'll go over a set of plans, and they'll say, well, this is what I want to change, this is what I want to do, and this is the first time I've met them, but we're already talking about ideas to go in their new home.
Yeah, and I think that's the personal touch that they want. They want to see you and talk to you and meet you. I mean, they can go on your website, obviously, they can call you, but I think the fact that you're willing to sit down with them for such a prolonged period at a big show like that is really a testament to your customer appreciation, really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that you really want to, you want their business, but you want them to love their home.
Yes.
You, go ahead.
And they also have to like their builder, too. I mean, you're going to have a 6 month relationship, if not longer than that. So if they need to jive with you and you need to jive with them, and because it's a long relationship, so you need
it
to
is.
Get along.
And I think sometimes you have to be the one that tells them that either A, isn't going to look nice there, or that's a really wonderful idea, but structurally it's not sound. You've probably heard some kind of crazy things sometimes.
Yeah, I get into that all the time. They like this, they want to do that, and I go, well, you really can't because this won't support it or that won't support it. And they understand. They'll mm-hmm. move on to another idea.
That you might have to shoot down as well.
Yeah, exactly.
And the other thing is, I think that that you probably get some ideas from them that they've seen in different places, magazines, other houses, and you go, oh, yeah, we could do that. We can definitely put that in or change that up. Or
well, yes, I get a lot of ideas from them. And something big right now is Pinterest.
Yeah. Do you have a Pinterest page?
I actually have a Pinterest page, and I have several clients that I'm working with that they told me, get on my Pinterest page, check out my boards, and so I have, and I've got on it too. So it's a good way of seeing what they want without being face to face with them. If they don't have time to meet, say, here, look at this. This is kind of the idea I have.
Well, you know, that's I never really thought of it as kind of a business thing, but you're right. You know, that would be make it much easier than having to fax a picture or email a mm-hmm. picture or bring a picture in. They can just go onto there and say, I want these columns.
Yeah. These are the windows I want. This is kind of the cubby I want in the house. So
yeah.
Yeah, it really makes it pretty easy. Instead of trying to design something new for them, they already have an idea of what they want.
Yeah. Wow. The World Wide Web really helps you a lot, I guess,
it does.
In your designing.
I get a lot of my business from my website.
Awesome.
People go in there and they find me. They ask me questions. I've had clients in the past where I've talked to 3 or 4 months on different plans that were on my website that then before I even meet them and design them a home, we're tossing back ideas and talking. So it's really good advertising.
Yeah, and you have a really nice website too. That's the other thing, is that I think people need to be encouraged to go to that. And we should probably talk about what your website name is so people can go to it.
Yeah, it's www.tafullerhomes.com.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's really nice because you show pictures of houses, plan. You know, you have a real, it's very aesthetically nice so that people get a feel for who you are. Because you're not like this huge, big-time builder, but you build houses that, yeah, are huge and big-time, but not so huge and big-time, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's really a gamut.
I probably have that big time feel, but I only build 2 or 3 houses a year, so.
Well, and you don't have like a lot of the bigger builders. You don't have a lot of houses going on all at the same time. So you really get the feel that I'm your customer and I'm the only one.
Yeah, yeah. And that's kind of what I strive for. I just make it real personal.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk more to Tom Fuller with TA Fuller Homes. We'll be right back.